Hello, my name is Patricia McKissick, and I'm going to be reading to you from my book, The Dark 30, Southern Tales of the Supernatural, illustrated by Brian Pinckney. These are stories, short stories, that come from the stories I used to hear told on the front porch of my grandmother's house in the summer. She would start at the hour of the dark 30. That's 30 minutes before it gets all the way dark and the monsters come out. I am particularly proud of this book because I won a Newbery Honor for it, and the Newbery is given by the American Library Association, and also the Coretta Scott King Award, which is given also by the ALA. Now, the short story or the poem that I'm going to read, it's a narrative poem, is called We Organized. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, the unemployed writers were put back to work by being sent out to interview and record the life stories of former slaves. The result of the project was a 10,000-page typed manuscript of folk histories. Some of them were humorous, some of them were angry, some of them were mysterious, like the following poem, which we found in our research. Now you ask how we all got free before President Lincoln signed the paper? Write this what I tell you. Now imagine with me now, an interviewer is talking to an old slave, and this is what the slave said happened. Ajax, master's driver. Ajax, master of the whip, got power. Hear it crack, hear it pop. I can pluck a rose off its stem and never once disturb a petal. I can snap a moth in two while it's still on the wing. Pick a fly off a mule's ear and never ruffle a hair. One day, Master said, Ajax, see that hornet's nest over there? Snatch it off the tree. Now I say, no, sir, not that I can't do it, but some things just ain't wise to do. Master asks, why not? And I come back with, them hornets be trouble. They organized. See, I was trying to warn old master, but he never once listened. I tried to warn old master, but he never once listened. See, a poor man, and he married money, and money proved him a fool, a mean fool. Master turned out Pappy Sims, say too old to pick cotton, no more use. Be careful, master. Beat Lily Mae, say she too lazy to breed. Have mercy, master. Sell Sally away from her husband Lee. See her no more. Watch out, master. Slap cook. No reason. Just wanted to indeed. Then master bring trouble to his own front door. He make a promise to free Carbella, the Congo woman, and he not do it. Big mistake, master. Just wouldn't heed a warning. No, just wouldn't heed a warning. So when the lilacs bloom, that's in the spring, don't you know, master be missing a button off his coat. Never mind. Deep in the night, hear the music in a long refrain, dancing, chanting, digging a grave with words, old words, powerful words. We pin Master's black button to a straw dowel, hanging in a sycamore tree, spinning, clapping, calling the names of the ancestors, old names, powerful names. 3 days dancing in the dark. 3 days chanting till dawn. Way in the night, Master hear the music in his head. Rasha Shah. Rasha Shah. And he hear the whispered words. And in a long refrain, he come a screaming, Lord, 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 but it's too late. Come harvest time, that's in the fall, don't you know. Master be low sick, near about wasted away. All the men gone out of him now. Master call all of us to him. He free the Congo woman. He free everybody. Glad to be rid of us. Wrote out them free papers right now. Then he turned to me and he say, Ajax, get gone. Well, he didn't have to say it again. Now you ask me how we all got free. For Master Lincoln signed the paper. Take heed. Like them hornets, we organize.